Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on the day after Valentine's Day. I hope you had a good one. It's Wednesday, February the 15th, and this is Heart Month. But yesterday, Valentine's Day. Today, we talk about keeping our hearts healthy. We have Jessica Ellis with us, Central Missouri Dietetic Association.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Got some good information about heart healthy ways to keep going.
Yeah, since it's Heart Health Month. You want to be following the MyPlate, so making sure half your...
The what?
MyPlate. It replaces the food pyramid.
Okay.
So following...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We don't have the food pyramid anymore.
Yeah, I just got rid of it. So we're making it easier to understand now. Doing half your plate fruits and veggies. So those are going to have lots of heart-healthy fiber, going to keep you feeling full, help with cholesterol. And then making half your plate, or a quarter of your plate, a lean protein. Mm-hmm. And making sure you're getting those servings of fish in, because those are going to have the omega-3s, again, for heart health.
Yeah.
So, and then another quarter of it is our whole grains, again, having lots of fiber, vitamins, minerals to keep our heart healthy.
Okay. Now, do potatoes fall in that vegetable category, or are potatoes a little too starchy?
Potatoes are called, they're a vegetable, but they fall into the grain category because they're starchy. Now, they are good for us. Unlike, you know, a lot of places are getting rid of potatoes and saying, oh, they're so bad for you. But they have a lot of heart-healthy potassium in there.
Potatoes do.
Yeah.
When I make mashed potatoes, I keep the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to keep the skin on, or does it make any difference?
It is, because that's where a lot of the fiber is. That's going to help with lowering cholesterol and keeping you feeling full.
So if you want to have mashed potatoes or you want to have baked potatoes, eat the skin.
Eat the skin, yes.
Okay. What about, do sweet potatoes fall in that same category, or are they a little different? They have a lot more fiber, don't they?
They have a lot of fiber in them, and they have some extra vitamins and minerals that you're not getting from regular potatoes. But they're still starchy, so they're still part of that grain and starch group.
Mm-hmm. And what about eating pasta? Is it a quarter a plate there, too?
Mm-hmm. It's still a quarter of your plate, and you want to choose whole grain pasta when you can.
Okay. All right. So half of your plate should be vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
A fourth of the plate should be lean.
Lean meat.
Meat or fish.
Fish, yeah.
And then the other quarter is the starch product.
The starch, yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you want to mention as far as heart healthy tips?
Well, make sure you're getting your cholesterol checked regularly with your doctor and knowing your numbers, and that'll make sure that you know your risk for heart disease.
Mm-hmm. So. And exercise.
And exercise as well.
Now, studies have come out. It used to be that you had to do a half an hour of intense exercise without a break. Now they're saying, and that was every 3 days, right? Now they're saying, well, you don't have to do it half an hour straight or 20 minutes straight. You can do it in 10-minute increments.
Yeah, studies have shown that 3 10-minute sessions are just as beneficial as doing it all at once. So for people that maybe have a really busy schedule, you know, break it up. Do some in the morning before you go to work. Take a 10-minute walk on your lunch break and then do 10 minutes when you get home.
Is walking the best exercise you can do?
It's one of the best ways to get started.
Walking?
Mm-hmm.
And swimming?
Swimming, even, it's just as good.
Are better?
Even better.
Because with swimming, you're using your
arms.
You're
using more muscles,
everything.
You're getting going.
Okay.
So, yeah.
If people want more information on this, what can they do, Jessica?
They can go to the Hy-Vee's website, www.hyvee.com,
uh-huh.
or they can contact me directly.
Okay. Or the Central Missouri Dietetic.
Or Central Missouri, yep.
Or actually, you can just Google, you can also Google heart healthy tips and they'll come up.
Yep.
All right. Happy belated Valentine's Day to you and happy heart healthy month.
Same to you.
Thank you. Jessica Ellis, Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Now I turn to our friend Georgia Swoboda.
Swoboda,
Georgia
you got
Swoboda,
it.
Which means, the last name means what?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Uh-huh. It's a Slavic word. Russia, all of those countries use it.
Yeah. Well, you knew that, but Pat Akers, our audio guy.
That's right. I was so shocked.
So Georgia Swoboda, which means freedom, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Missouri. You want to tell us a little bit about your organization?
Yeah, I have another way of making our hearts better is to work with kids.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah, and we're always looking for mentors. That will always be my story, I believe, because there are always more at-risk kids. In fact, you know, 43% of our kids are considered at risk now. And
43%?
43%. And they're falling behind
school. How does a kid fall into the at-risk category?
Well, that's a general number. But when it's broken down, it's the number that's usually on free and reduced lunches, not meeting all of those kids. Mm-hmm. You know, a low-income kid can make A's, and a high-income kid can make D's, mm-hmm. you know. But an average, we're taking an average, and that's in Columbia Public Schools.
That's hard to believe.
It really is. It really is.
You're saying 43%. Of the kids that are in the Columbia Public School System are at-risk kids.
Right.
And I would imagine it's pretty much the same in Jefferson City or Moberly or anywhere.
I work in Moberly and I work in Mexico, and those numbers are higher. I can't really quote them, but they're higher. Mm-hmm.
So what do we do to change that?
Well, there are many methods, you know. Churches have programs, schools have programs and after-school programs, and then, you know, there's agencies that have, like Columbia Housing Authority has an after-school program, you know, to work with kids. They're all very positive. But we at Big Brothers, Big Sisters recognize that one mentor, one adult, and a child together in activities can produce really positive effects. And research has shown that kids stay off drugs, better grades, all kinds. They get along with their parents, you know, even better mm-hmm. when they have a mentor and just an extra friend. Mm-hmm. And we have mentors in the schools that are helping with academics.
Now, the kids that are in Big Brothers, Big Sisters are not necessarily one-parent kids, right?
Well, they're in our community. We have two programs, one where you can take the kid out in the community and do things with them, and one in the schools. In the community, they're all either children of single parents, children of incarcerated parents, or foster children. Mm-hmm. So pretty much one parent's, you know. In the schools, whoever this teacher recommends, and we'll take them in. That's up to the schools.
Yeah.
And but what we found, the university did some research on us a couple of years ago, a school-based program, and because we had a grant, we had some real research, and they told us to improve 5% in math, reading, and writing, and decrease truancy by 10%. Our kids scored 28%.
Wow.
In reading, you know, 19%.
So they did much better, much better.
Oh,
for more
yeah.
information, how can people help? Phone number?
874-3677.
Okay. Georgia Lou, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
By. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Voluntary Action Center and the Columbia Fire Department show, directed by Travis McMillan. Audio is Pat Akers. Our floor director, Danny Madison. Our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James. Bye-bye.